quarter to nine this morning, heard an airplane racing over the roof of my building, dangerously low, and seconds later heard an explosion.
Explosion. I was just down at the corner of the block of the Trade Center. Heard the explosion. I was in my car, looked out. Debris was just coming down everywhere, basically.
From where I was sitting in my class, when we seen the first plane hit the building, and another plane circled around, then hit the building.
Big plane.
Big 747, I think it was. And then as we came out to school and we was walking down to see what happened, the first building collapsed. And then you seen about maybe 20 minutes later, another burst of flames, and then the second building collapsed.
Second building.
So now I guess New York is really messed up in the stock exchange and everything else. There's a lot of people dead, I know that much.
So look, the building is gone. Second building is gone. Remember the plane? It's gone.
A new foreign policy in this country, which would stop arming dictatorships which repress their people, and instead extend the best of our country to support democratic forces throughout the world and help the workers and peasants have a decent standard of living, is not something you put in effect immediately. There's too many companies are making money selling all kinds of weapon systems, from landmines to jet planes, to these authoritarian, brutal regimes.
The U.S. bombed Iraq again today in the third such strike against today.
Party Town, cutting through corporate greed with the news you need on the web at partytown.com/radio.